So it takes like a little while to like get it on, onto iTunes, because they have to listen to it to make sure you didn't to make
rip
sure
it.
You have no like you're not you can't disparage any Apple products.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yes, you can't have copyrighted information, and then like there's certain like I put an explicit tag on all of them because I just like every week you can choose to put an explicit tag on because
in case somebody says.
Fuck. Like, you don't want to, like, I don't want to accidentally.
Well, because fuck could add a really powerful beat yeah. in your podcast.
Exactly. Like, yeah. fuck. Yeah. So I'll do a little intro here. Welcome to Gabbin' Like Gals. I was like, what's the name of this podcast?
I'm so excited to be Gabbin.
Episode 16.
Ooh. With
David Joseph Craig.
That's my name.
I like that you.
My, it's. I feel like it's like. I always think of it like I'm like an like a late '90s, early 2000s like WB star when I say that.
I love that. That's so true. That is really true. Oh my god.
Or I guess you could also say it's like a, like an early, like Zachary Ty Bryant. Like I feel like yeah, everybody yeah. on Home Improvement had three names, right?
You're right. All Jonathan three of them. Taylor Thomas. I don't
what
know.
Was the third? What was the? It was Noah, right?
I saw a picture on like Huffington Post of Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Zachary Ty Bryant. Zachary Ty Bryant's just so fat.
Oh, he got big.
He's huge. But he's like a big guy. So
and
like,
he has like red face. I feel like yeah. I feel like he might have an abuse problem.
Oh no.
But JTT has not lost his thunder.
Just looks amazing. I mean, middle school me would still like
I like pull out
my- he was like yes let's talk about it yeah so I think this rumor existed in every school, but we had a rumor that JTT was gonna come to our high school, like our middle
I
school
never had he that was gonna rumor.
I've heard this from multiple people. Our middle school had the rumor that he was coming to our high school. He was gonna go to high school at our high school.
Wait, that he was going to attend. I thought you meant that he was...
No.
Oh.
That he was going to attend high school at our high school. Yep. And I've heard multiple people that had that same rumor.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's hilarious. That would be, like that just... And that the gullibility
yeah.
of we like, were, middle schoolers you know, like, to be like, oh, my God, yeah, of yeah, course of he'd course come to Connecticut.
And then you're like, oh, what are we going to... Okay, how do I deal with, like...
Was your first day in high school, like...
No, by the time okay. I was in high school, I was, like, listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers and, like, just not, you know...
I could just imagine, like, if it just kept going, and then, like, you show up your first day of high school, and everybody's just on edge because they're yeah. wondering who's going to, like, have class with JTT.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you totally forgot about it, and then he walks into your science class, and you're just like...
But he does that whole, like, never been kissed, like, hair flip when he walks in. He's just like.
I love that. Yeah. I would say that's as far into, like, teen cute boy obsession that I got when I was, because I had a ridiculous crush on Anthony Kiedis.
And wait, who's Anthony Kiedis?
From Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, duh.
Sorry. And then, in fact, one of my high school boyfriends is like, you need to stop saying you'd fuck Anthony Kiedis. It really, like, freaks me out. And I was like, the thing is, I'd fuck Anthony Kiedis. I'm like a little virgin, like, won't kiss this guy. Like, never kissed that boyfriend, but I'm talking. It's probably why I really bothered him. Like, we're not kissing, but I would fuck Anthony Kiedis. Him and Keanu Reeves from Speed were my...
just specifically from just Speed, though.
Then I saw him in Bill and Ted, and I was like, I never want to see that again. I will walk around with the VHS tape of Speed so I can, like, look at that picture. Because this is pre-internet.
And he looked pretty damn good in Speed.
Oh, my God, with, like, just like the slightly shaved head, so like, oh God.
Well, and it kind of deflated the stupidity of what Speed was.
Yeah.
Because anytime like there was like a stupid thing that happened in Speed, like that the bus was going to blow up because of a watch.
Yes.
Then you just looked at him climbing underneath the bus, and you're like, oh, look at that arm.
That is amazing. Yeah. And you're like, and Sandra Bullock in that movie isn't like a glamazon, so you're like, I could totally have him.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody else on that bus is pretty ugly.
Like, everybody's so, like, come on. I can turn it on. I'm like a normal girl. Like,
even Cameron from Ferris Bueller can't.
Exactly. God, Ferris Bueller, I watched that movie too many times, too.
I actually didn't see that movie, I think, until I was, like, 25.
Really?
Like,
do you have siblings?
No.
But it was my siblings.
Older siblings?
Yeah, I have two older siblings, and one of them is 5 years older, and one's 9 years older. So we have this big stretch of,
are you,
like,
the baby?
Yeah. Can you tell?
No.
I feel like I
do. You
do I you feel like I act like the baby.
See, I feel like an older. I feel like an only child.
Really? Because I feel like you feel it. I feel like you are an older sibling, but maybe that. I guess that's kind of like I feel like you have like a caretaker-y vibe.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
I don't know. Wow.
Fuck.
Fuck. excellent. My brother always turned it on. I think we had it or whatever. Oh, the other thing that I was obsessed with. Why am I talking about myself? What were you?
No, saying? Do it.
Was Sleepless in Seattle. I would rent it from the library.
I feel like there's a grouping of movies, and maybe they all star Meg Ryan. I don't know, but like, cause she was in Sleepless in Seattle, right?
She was in Sleepless in Seattle, and then
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail, amazing.
Oh my God, have you gone to Cafe Lola?
No, but I walk to the Riverside Garden all the time.
But you know Cafe Lola? Yeah. So I've gone there so many times just because I want to have that experience. Because You've Got Mail is the movie that I go, that I'm like, if I ever want to feel, there's two movies. If I ever want to feel like it's fall, I watch You've Got Mail or Stepmom.
Oh my God, Stepmom, thank you. Somebody gave me the, first of all, yes, because the Stepmom is like, they have that beautiful, oh my God.
It's like quintessential fall movie. Then, like, you watch it and you're like, yeah. My feet are immediately warm.
Yeah, and then there's like there's that one scene where they go horseback riding in the snow, and I'm just like, fucking, why don't we have horses? Like, Mom, how come we never had horses and you never woke me up when it was beautifully snowing outside? So she's like, because I'm not dying.
Good point, Mom.
But that movie, I saw that movie with my mom in the theaters. This is like one of my clearest recollections of seeing a movie. My dad likes trains. There's a train calendar up there.
Oh, there
he
is.
He gave
one.
It to me. He takes photographs in it, and he's actually featured in one of them
on
the train, because before he retired, he was a railroad engineer. So on his vacation...
Does he have model trains?
He did have model trains. Now they're in, like, boxes. In our old house, he, like, had them, and because I think he wanted to get my brothers into them, and then once they're, like, out of the house, he's like, why am I playing with trains?
My dad used to...
Really?
Our whole basement was, like, a whole model train, like, explosion.
I modeled... for model trains when I was a little kid.
Wait, do you have pictures of this?
I do not with me, but maybe I'll have to put them on Facebook or something. It's me in like the little like stripey cap and overalls, and like my hand is very gently, and I'm like four, my hand is very gently touching a model train.
were you like Price is writing it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, like, and the thing is, I've never modeled for anything except for that. And then, what's that store?
Kohl's.
Oh, no. Thank you. You're like, you're Kohl's. I know it.
You like, that was my dream. No, because
like,
my mom...
skirts and, like, with flowers on them.
Yes. No, because I honestly, when I had the weird, because I grew up in Cleveland, I had a weird understanding of what fashion was, which is basically not knowing what fashion was. And everything I knew was from Sunday circulars with the models wearing Kohl's and JCPenney and Dillard's outfits. So that's, I was always like, if I become a model,
it's gonna be
this is
Kohl's.
This.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, no, Kohl's was probably pie in the sky. You're like...
What was pie in the sky? I feel like Macy's was pie in the sky.
Yeah.
Because Macy's didn't roll into Cleveland until...
We didn't get Kohl's till recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we had Kohl's when I was younger. I mean, JCPenney was like normal.
Yeah.
JCPenney was like where you were slumming it if you shopped at Kmart. That was you got to go to Penny's, and we called it Penny's or Dill's for Dillard's.
We still don't have Dillard's. Mm. We had Caldor, which went out of business, and Sage Allen, which had a big cursive sign, and I just I don't know. And then there was one other Fox's. There was a real department store in Hartford that my mom it was out of business by the time I was there, but my mom was like, every August we'd get to go back to school shopping at Fox's.
Mm.
I want to say.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
I'm thinking I'm saying Michael J. Fox, but Fox. am I just making this up?
What if that was his next tier of he's like, I'm not gonna let them know this, so I'm gonna get rid of the Michael.
Yeah, it's my other business. No, but maybe it was limited too. Is that right? Is that what it was?
There's a limit. There is limited too.
That's what it was. During Christmas, they would. This seems fucked to me, by the way, thinking about it. But they would take little girls, that were shopping there, and say, "We'll give you 50% off your purchase if you wear one of our outfits and hand out candy canes." So I did that for just 2 hours at the mall.
How much you would get 50% off of your entire purchase?
Yes.
So could you buy the entire store if you wanted to? Or did they have a cap on how much you could spend?
I don't know, but I think, if you're going to say, if your daughter is going to say, if you're going to farm out your daughter, you probably can't afford more than
That's very true. That is really, how did they get away with that?
I don't know, but I'm just.
Did you have to sign paperwork or anything?
No. And they just left she just left me there. And I'm candy canes. I'm positive. Now, do you know when you have these memories and, now I'm wait, did this happen? No, this happened. This happened. I handed out candy canes. And I remember certain girls got to hand out candy canes and certain girls were just, supposed to walk around the store. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, those are the two modeling experiences I've had.
Oh, my God. I forgot. What? I brought chocolate.
You did? Mm-hmm. Why is everyone...
So here's the chocolate.
Oh, my God.
You don't like brown. I know you drink. So I brought this because you don't drink brown, right?
I just bought, but I want to, can I? Can
wait, what do you have?
I just bought, I got this as a gift.
Mm. Yeah, Maker's is great. I mean, my number one, which you can't buy in the city, is bourbon, is Black Maple Hill. You should try that.
Well, Corey is going, my roommate. Is going on a bachelor party to Louisville. Can we open this?
Yes.
And it's caramel toffee. Yeah.
It might be a little disoriented inside there because it was in the heat.
That's perfect. Well, we don't know.
Who knows?
I'm getting real close to the mic while I open it. How's that? So it has that sound, as if I were a little bit.
A little squishy.
Oh, my God. So perfect. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were we talking about?
Modeling. Your dad's model tees.
Okay. Model trains. So, stepmom. I went to... Are you okay?
Yeah. I just always forget to check if there's peanuts.
There's pecans and walnuts.
We're good. We're good.
I
got this in Connecticut. I was there last weekend.
Where in Connecticut?
I was in Twin Lakes.
I have no idea where
Salisbury.
I'm sure it's not New York.
Mm-mm. It was the Wasaic stop on Metro North.
I always take the New Haven line. I don't know Connecticut as well as I should for living there my entire life. This is good chocolate.
It's it was a 2-hour trip to get there on train.
My home is 3 hours away. And I have to switch trains to the Shoreline East and then my parents pick me up a half hour away. What were you doing in Connecticut?
One of our friends has a house on the lake there, so we were there for the weekend just boating and
nice. Is it a nice house?
Being
stepmommy. Is it a nice house or a little, because we have a tiny little shack.
Mm-hmm.
That my great grandfather actually built. So it's this like tiny, and it's on a man-made lake. It's so like little, and but my parents have put like a lot of work into it, and they share it with my aunt and uncle. And I like went in the water for the first time because it's kind of mucky on the bottom. It's like not my favorite water, but I like went in on the like float. I like wouldn't go into the water. I was like, you know, this is the kind of thing that I think my friends would like to go to.
Mm.
That I think it's like this little thing, but like people will be like, yeah, let's go and, you know, roast marshmallows.
No, anybody who doesn't have it, mm-hmm. like when you go, like I'm not used to that. I mean, I grew up in utter suburbia, so like mm-hmm. everything we didn't like to get to a lake, we had to drive like 45 minutes, and we didn't stay. We just went for the day, and so to like have a house that has like a dock and a boat yeah. on it, and then like has like just water at your disposal, pretty much.
Did you get to go like water skiing and stuff?
Not water skiing. We went on the boat, and we went swimming in the water, which I haven't been in front. Being in New York yeah. and then being in California, I've only been around salt water for, like, yeah. the longest time. So being in, like, fresh water is really weird. Yeah. So we were there for 2 days. There was a giant trampoline in the water.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, like... We always had, you know how like your neighbors always had cooler stuff than you did? That sounds exactly like I would go to a lake or something, and the neighbors would have like sweet, like slides and stuff going in. You're like, we don't know them well enough.
To ask them to use their slides.
Can't we just be friends with some people?
Yeah.
Fucking make friends so we can use them for their slides. I'm yeah. a delightful person.
I loved slides, though. We had this place growing up called Pleasant Valley Lake, which was a man-made lake.
Yeah, ours is man-made.
In what used to be a parking lot that they just took out the parking lot, dug a giant hole,
and, like,
and put water in it, and
boom,
go
lake.
Boom. Yeah. And it was disgusting. Like, you so walked gross. Out probably neon green, like, yeah. when you walked out of it. But those water slides, I tell you, best thing ever. It's now a parking lot again. They did. The last time I was there, I was like, hey,
we should go to
memory.
Yeah.
Let's go check it out. Yeah. And my mom's like, oh, no.
That's
they also demolished my Catholic middle school.
Really?
Last time I was there, it was a parking lot too. I'm like, wow,
they're getting rid of my entire memories. It's like
all my, my childhood negative memories.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind, and things are just getting erased. Yeah. You're like, I was really sure. No, it's not a real memory.
Okay. Next time I go home, my childhood home is gonna be gone. And
yeah. They painted the new owners painted my childhood home bright red.
And like brick red?
Yes.
Wow.
And you can see it on Google, like, on, like, the Earth's Google Earth uh-huh. video, because I've checked it out. They're, like, it's so red. And
what was it
like,
before?
It was, like, a nice country gray.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They're trying to stand out, make an impression.
You can't see the house from the road.
Oh.
It's, like, so far back. We lived, it was country where we lived. Like, we lived way out. Stepmom, I'm gonna tell the stepmom
story.
No, I'm excited. I just realized that I hadn't finished it. So my dad likes to photograph trains. So all our vacations as children would be get in the car, drive to some town that had trains. So I've been to a lot of places in Pennsylvania and Vermont. And we would sit in the car and read while he photographed trains.
Like moving trains or so like stationary trains?
He would photograph the moving trains. Uh-huh. So he would have to wait for a train to come and then take pictures. And like we
What would you do when you're in the car?
Just read or chat with my mom.
Oh my god.
So
oh my god, that's amazing.
It was awful. And
did he know what trains were coming?
Oh yeah, he had a scanner.
Got it. Because I was like, I'm just imagining it being like driving around looking for railroad tracks yeah. and then being like, all right.
Oh no. He had a scanner and like knew when things were coming. And we had a scanner in our kitchen growing up that would just be going all the time. And we didn't even live that close to train tracks. And then on weekends, he'd take us up to Palmer, Massachusetts, which is nowhere. They do have a Burger King, which I know because that's where we used to use the bathroom. We'd have to bring, we'd buy our, we'd like, my mom would make us sandwiches because, you know, we're not going to go and spend money at Burger King.
Right.
You know, that's expensive. So we, but my dad would buy a, you know, 99 cent or probably 50 cent back then coffee. So, because he felt bad for using the bathrooms.
I always thought the best thing you could do is just keep in a bag or something,
a cup
from a particular place. So when you go use the bathroom and they're like, excuse me, it's for customers only. I've been a customer.
Yeah. Hello.
Look
at my credit card statement.
Yeah.
I have Burger King on here from 1989.
I've shopped here.
I am a customer. Yeah. No, that's really funny. No, so that was like, oh, and the one treat we would get is Nerds from the little gas station.
I love Nerds.
Yeah.
Do they still make Nerds?
Yes, they do. Mm. My dad puts them in my stocking.
You knew that
every
way
year.
Too easily.
Yeah, my dad puts them in my stocking every year. It's like a cute thing he does. And then, so on this one trip, we were like somewhere, I think it was somewhere in upstate New York. And my mom was like tired of sitting in the car. So she was like, Rod, drop us off at the movie theater. My dad's name is Rod. So she dropped us off. It was just me and my mom at that point. My brothers had, I'm pretty sure my brothers weren't there. They'd got, you know, been too old.
They're like, yeah, we're done with this.
We're done with this.
No more trains.
As soon as my brothers turned 16 and had cars, they're like, nope, just leave us $50. We'll be fine for the week.
Nice.
And so,
you're like sitting out of the back of the car going, no.
I used to, from when I was
little, no more trains.
I had just stacks of Babysitter's Club books and Berenstain Bears. Like from when I was able to read, like it went Berenstain Bears to Babysitter's Club to like, then it was 17 magazine. And I was like,
wow, that was a leap.
Yeah. Because I kept reading. Because, okay. Anyway, we saw Stepmom. I saw Stepmom with my mom.
Finish your story.
Finish your story. We came back. My dad picks us up. We're all like bleary eyed and just like holding each other in the parking lot.
Nice.
But,
He's like, I got this amazing shot of. Susan Sarandon just died on me. She smoked some weed and she died on me.
She did. Oh my God. And, Julia Roberts, her like outfits in that movie are like with the, they're like so schoolgirl like.
Oh yeah, she looked like she was always riding a horse.
Yes,
like all her outfits were like. My favorite scene in that still is like when her first like photography scene when she walks in and the catering guy's there, yes. The little short catering guy, and
left
she's like,
on, white
she's
shirt,
like,
white shirt,
like,
left bra.
Stop everything! Keep going!
Yes.
And like I was like. Brilliant.
Oh my God, I love that.
That was also the first time I was probably like, oh, it's okay to smoke pot. Like,
really? I've never smoked pot.
I mean, I can honestly, because I don't like it. This place is actually the first place I've ever smoked pot.
Really? Yeah. Oh, David used to live in my building.
On the same floor. Mm-hmm. Not at the same time ever.
No.
But
we should totally knock on that door.
And just be like, can I see? Like, what are those people who are like, they haven't talked to their family, they're estranged from their family for like 25 years, and then they go to their old school house and like, are like, I need to take a look.
Have you ever like looked in, like gone back to an apartment you just left, like to see it at
Mm-mm.
all? We had moved out of an apartment and we had like, it was our first like home. We really like made it, like we, you know, we had this
here
was,
in
like,
New York.
We, yeah, we got like furniture for it, and it was, you know, and it was just a studio, but it had like an exposed brick wall, and it was just like it was perfect for us. And we went, we had to like, I guess a package came for us late, so we went to pick it up, and the guy, it's just like so sad. He's got like just a mattress on the floor, and then like a TV stand with like an old school TV on it.
Ugh.
And I like saw inside, and I was just like, "We have to go now."
Oh my God!
He's wasting this. That's our home. What is he doing to our home? It made me so sad.
Please tell me you waited to leave before you started doing that.
No, I just cried in front of this guy. I was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing, buddy?"
But yeah, so this building was actually probably the first place I ever smoked pot before, and it was the first time I kissed a boy.
Ooh! So we've got a lot of memories.
A lot of memories in this place.
Well, you were the one that told me I could get on the roof, which I just did recently.
Amazing.
It's beautiful. First of all,
I don't know how it is now.
You can do two roofs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can do the seventh floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I did the set. I realized the seventh floor after I went to the top, but I made this light fixture.
You made this?
So, like, I bought the cords and, like, the thing on the top came together, and then I bought the shades and the bulbs, but it was black, and that's why I spray painted it gold.
Oh, that's great.
So it's only, that whole, like, setup up there was, like, $20.
Wow. DIY. Yeah,
thank you. So when I had to spray paint it, I was like, I should go on the roof, dude. It said I could get up there. Because I tried one other time and it was like the door was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only one of the entrances works. The other one is locked. So I went up and I was like, he'd be so proud.
I am. I'm very proud.
I was like spray painting gold. Yeah. But then I took some girlfriends up. Because I only did this, like, a couple weeks ago. Because I tried to get up the first time. I was like, I can't get up here. I don't know what you're talking about. And then so the seventh floor is never closed because it doesn't even have a locking mechanism. So then the last Friday, my girlfriend and I went to go see Hook in the park.
Uh-huh.
And beforehand, we decided to, and her sister came with us. Her sister is, oh my God, they're like these two little Spitfires. I don't have a younger sister. And they're like...
Excuse me.
David's dying.
I'm dying.
They just like call each other on their shit, but they love each other, and they're like, they fight, but then they don't. And it's ugh, like,
I want a sibling so bad.
It's great. It's great. And so they're just amazing to hang out with. But we got a bottle of rosé and went up to the roof before we went to see Hook, which...
That sounds like a perfect evening to me.
God. It was amazing.
And then roof drinking and Hook?
Yeah, and we picked up Chinese food on the way. So we saw Hook in the park with Chinese food, and everybody else was like, that's a great idea. I was like, yeah, you guys got to do it right. back up on my wajil.
Actually, the only thing that's missing out of that story is some pot.
Yeah, but
I know.
I've never smoked.
And I'm saying this like I'm like a pro. I'm like, you know, that night could have used a little pot. No, I probably have only done it like a handful of times. And it's mostly because I can't let myself relax.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm only
relaxed.
Well, but I'm just saying like if I smoke pot, like the first thing I do is try to stop the relaxation. So I'm like fighting.
Oh my God.
I'm fighting the
so
like.
You're like those people that take sleeping pills and like stick trying to stay awake.
Yeah. Like I'm like trying not to allow myself to relax. Yeah. So it's just a horrible experience.
Oh my God. That that is really funny. No, I've never done it. And I really think it's just because it's illegal. Because I've smoked a cigarette
mm-hmm.
like three times. One time it was.
Well, that was really funny. You know. Not just once. I've done it three times.
The first time was in my parents' basement because I thought, don't do it outside.
Before you were 18?
Yeah.
So that was illegal.
I know. But I got it from a girl on the bus. It was eighth grade. And I smoked it in my parents' basement. I don't know why it was the basement and not outside. I don't know the answer to that question. And then I aired out the basement, showered, washed my clothes, brushed my teeth, put on the same clothes. Cause my
wow, you had an elaborate plan to have a little nicotine hit.
Oh my God. And you know, I didn't like inhale because if I had, I would have experienced what I experienced. Like, the second time I smoked a cigarette, which was at my cousin's wedding, one of my relatives had a cigarette, and I was, like, drunk, because I was angry about something. I don't know what I was angry. I was angry because Corey was supposed to come with me,
mm-hmm.
and then he backed out at the last minute because he had to move into college a week early. Bullshit.
I love that you like you'll get rebellious when there's like something that is just so irking you. Like it's like I know when to hand you a blunt.
Yeah.
Like
somebody has cut me in line at Starbucks.
Just like one little mistake, just be like fly in with some marijuana. I'll do it now.
But I got so drunk and it was before I was 21.
So, there you go.
Super drunk. And
did you rent a car before you were 25?
Well,
You can't rent a car until you're 25.
I thought you could. You can't?
No, because you have to get insurance on it, and you have to be 25 years old.
I probably didn't. But I drank a lot. There's apparently video of me stumbling across the dance floor, double-fisting bottles of champagne. And that I blame on my aunt and my mother, because they were like, Liz, go to the bartender and see if they have any champagne left from, like, the toast. And so I'm like, this looks cool. And so I've been told that there's, like, a video of me stumbling. But so I smoked. I was like, give me a cigarette. I've smoked one before. Give me a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And so I smoke the whole thing. I like, breathe in. I like inhale.
Nice.
Which is exciting. And then I just like puke in the bushes immediately. And then I'm just puking the whole night. And then the person who gave me the cigarette is just like, fucking A. Like just shaking her head. Like, fucking A. And so then it's my cousin has a big Italian family. So then I make my way to the bathroom to finish puking, like not in the bushes, like a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And every Italian aunt is coming in like, oh, honey, we've been there. We've been there. It's okay. Are you okay? The bride is like putting her hand at like, yep. Are you okay? I'm just like, oh my God. So then I slept off my hangover slept off my ridiculous night in the car while my parents finished, you know, having a lovely evening at the wedding. And by the time I was home, I was ready to eat my wedding cake.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So maybe like one or two times I snuck a puff of cigarette from friends that cooked because I was a cook and like.
Oh,
like
from...
At restaurant. Not like friends who cooked.
You know, we're at like a party town. Yeah. Like let's just cook it up. Nice.
I'm gonna get. Did you pour it into your coffee cup?
No, I'm gonna be a classy gal.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't wait to be a gal today. But like, what classifies a gal as opposed to like a lady?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I imagine a gal. Like, I feel like the last time I was a gal was when like, I was like, I'm pouring a little bit of Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Do you have like an ice cube?
Oh yeah.
We should do it. I do. I'm kind of a sissy a little bit.
Oh, well, I had. I'm gonna wash my hands because I feel like I don't know. I'm gonna touch ice cubes. I want my hands washed.
Oh, whatever. We live in New York City.
That's true.
What was I saying? Oh, so I was like, what I think the last time I was a gal was when I was home in Ohio and my mother was like, your grandmother's coming over. Let's go into my...
That's an ice cube.
Let's go into my my sunroom and we'll all have a glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, amazing.
And so my grandmother came over. Cheers.
Cheers. This is going to be... I'm just going to start, like, the boozy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This would be great.
You can't be a gal without a little bit of something. Good?
It's really good. Mm. And I've been getting drunk with my girlfriend that I go to yoga with. We go to yoga, we shower, and then we come back here and just drink wine.
Mm.
And it's amazing. Because I don't...
If you ever want to smoke pot... Do it before yoga. Apparently, really? According to my boyfriend, smoking pot before yoga, which probably isn't like a huge like revelation,
yeah.
But like is one of the best things you can possibly
really?
Do. Although he gets a little, like I've gone to it with him after he smoked pot and he's a little loosey-goosey.
Well, I'd probably pick the teacher because there's one teacher I love. There's a couple of teachers I love, but one of the teachers, she's like so someone you could have a beer with after class.
Oh yeah.
So I would go with or this other teacher, but like whatever. I'm obsessed with my yoga teachers. I love them so much.
Yeah, there's one at the place that I go to that is like she's like your like best friend who's like kicking you into yoga shape.
Yeah.
And so she'll like come over to you and be like, "Honey, pull your fucking ass out!" Like right in the middle of class. And I'm like, "Okay, I need to like go out with this girl."
Yeah. Well, there's one that plays like classic rock.
Oh.
So she's amazing. And do you know Lauren Clark?
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Clark nannies her kid and lives with her.
Oh.
So that's how I met Lauren, is through my yoga teacher who I was telling about hair auditions.
Ah.
Or Lord auditions now, I guess they're called. But yeah. Wait, are you in any classes coming up?
Classes? I'm in Anthony's class right now.
Oh, how is it?
It's fun. It's the meditation class.
Yeah. Is it the Avente, though? Are you working on Aventes?
Mm-mm. No? Just meditate.
You're doing straight meditation hair outs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
I think that's what we're going to do. We have a performance coming up, and I think that's what we're doing is meditation.
Do you like the other people in your class?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's
a fun class.
I felt like I took two Anthony classes, and I felt like everybody was, it's an ASH, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like everybody was, like, scared of him and not doing their, like, best stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, because I feel like once you, like, get into the advanced program, when you go through as many classes as everybody does, I feel like at a certain point you like, kind of relax into the mode of it. And I kind of love it, too, because it's much more of a revelation kind of class, uh-huh, and finding out what kind of performer you are kind of class.
Yeah.
That I think it's super helpful to me.
Yeah.
So
I think everybody, oh, it's going to rain. Oh, my God.
Was it supposed to?
I think so.
Oh, well.
But how wonderful is it that we're just eating chocolate, drinking.
It is like stepmom right now.
This is so sad. Amazing. And it's almost fall. It's like on the cusp of fall.
It is on the cusp.
But Anthony's class was really tough. I just took Lydia's class.
Mm-hmm. I took Lydia for an ASH.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, she's really tough.
Did you do the
tangential?
Did you do the for real scenes? Like the dramatic improv scenes? Oh my God. We did.
That sounds awesome.
We did. I think it was like maybe the second to the last class, and it was like she's like, okay, we're gonna do dramatic improv, and she's like, we're not doing it for any reason. We're not doing it for any comedic reason. I just want you to improv a scene of drama. We'll give you. I don't even know if we got a suggestion or whatever, but Chris Griswold and I think we were second to last, and. I think we were actually doing a breakup. I think it was like some sort of breakup or whatever.
Yeah.
But how you did the breakup, it didn't matter. But like you were supposed to be breaking up in the scene, and Chris Griswold and I got up there and I think within the first three lines we both just started bawling,
like actual tears,
like full on bawling, to the point where we, like, by the end of it we were like hugging each
oh my God.
But we made up almost every scene in the class was like ended like
breakup.
Yeah, and we found a way to like make up in our scene. And I literally, when it was over, I was just like, I know you a lot better now.
Oh my God, I have totally cried in improv scenes before. But the one where I broke down the most was probably in, it was 201, Mike Still.
Mm-hmm.
And I was crying because I thought that I would never be able to understand improv.
Oh,
and I started to
honey.
Cry about it in class.
In the middle of a scene?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And the person across from me, because I'm like, I felt paralyzed. I was just reading Truth and Comedy. I was like trying to understand everything.
Aww.
And then the person across from me is like talking to me, and I don't have any moves. I was like, I only know what I can't do. And so I started to cry. And they were like, oh my God, something's wrong. And they're trying to be nice. And Mike is just like, go with it. And like, it ended up being like a really good scene, but it was just like, you know, you have those, like, I feel like everybody breaks down in 201. But that maybe just be me saying that. Because it was hard.
Yeah, maybe. 201
was hard.
Yeah. I did my 101 through 401 in L.A.
Oh, fancy. Yeah. I'm turning
the AC off. And then
now that we're drinking cold, warm, whatever.
And then when I moved out here is when I started taking advanced program. Oh, ooh, lightning.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had some pot on me.
You'd be able to, like, one fucking bourbon and some chocolate and a chocolate thunder.
So, this would be a perfect combination. Somebody who's never smoked pot before and someone who hates smoking pot.
They'd be like,
but we're like, it's stepmom. We've got to do it.
We've got to do it. So I just took Lydia just now, and I had, like, a really fun class. It matters so much who's in your class.
Yeah.
Before I was just like, oh, it matters about the teacher. It matters who's in your class.
I agree. I definitely agree. I definitely have had classes where it's just, like, by second or third class, you're just like...
wish I had not said.
Well, not just that. I don't necessarily know if it's that, you know, I think it's just like contradictory sort of attitudes.
Yeah.
In the class. Like, yeah. I feel like, you know, when you get put onto a team, it's put upon you, you know, when you go into a class, you're choosing to go into the class and you don't really know who's in the class. And there's just a lot of like different attitudes that go into it. And you're being schooled while you're being, you know, while you're with people you're not comfortable with sometimes.
Yeah. No, I felt like my Anthony classes, like there would be people I liked in there, but it was just not great. And I always like to like have fun because that's the whole fucking point. I'm not.
Yeah. Why is anybody doing this to like not?
So like I'm spending, you know, my 3 hours a week and like my money on this. I want to have fun. And the people in my Anthony classes were good people, but they were nervous and they were probably like mostly first time advanced students. And so I was like, oh man, this is so close to being what I want it to be. And then I walked into Lydia's class and within the first few scenes, we were just all on the floor.
That's great.
It was amazing. And that's great. And they were also the type of people that you could like pick up a conversation with really quickly and not like, you know, have those awkward like moments, and I fucking hate those. Or at least like, you know, whatever. I'm not.
No, I get it. No, I totally get it. Like, I took a class, and then I with a teacher, which the first class was amazing. This was a year and a half ago, and there's still a group that was formed out of it that's going. Still going. And it was a fantastic class. And then I found out, like, the teacher had, like, two other classes that people were in that just...
They hated
the class.
Yeah.
And it was just... And I think that's not on the teacher at all. I think it's just on who gets placed in those classes.
It's just a chemistry thing.
Yeah.
And I also, like... I like the idea that we could go out for drinks or lunch or whatever and, like, try to, you know, whatever. But I also like the idea that we can just pick up and be, like... buddies, because I kind of think that's just how it should be in the community. Like, we're all here. We all know that we all have a sense of humor. So let's all just, like, you know, I'm so excited about this lightning.
It is pretty amazing.
This is great.
Lightning in New York is like, I feel like lightning in New York is better than, because it's unpredictable.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, did somebody just take a picture across the way? Or was that lightning?
Is that my neighbor creeping on me?
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't happen to you sometimes, that that's actually an issue.
No, but I did. I worked across from a photo, like a modeling studio one time, and I kept seeing flashes, and I was like, I think their fire alarm's going off. They're like, no, it's a modeling agency. Like,
that's funny.
So that's why I relate it to that. And when I do see flashes, the first thing I think of is, do you walk around naked?
Yes.
Yeah. So do I. And there's
mostly in my trunks, but but like I do enjoy nudity.
I'm always naked.
If it's like clean nudity.
Yeah.
Like I love post shower nudity.
Oh.
Like I like to air dry.
I do too.
Air drying is the bomb.
And so I also like when I always have this thing. I just come home and ever since I was little, I never liked clothes. So there's just a pile of clothes like when I come in, just anywhere, just strewn about, and I'm nudie, as my niece would put it. And so I like to walk around naked. And it's not a big deal for me. I'm pretty sure my neighbors aren't, like, if you want to look, that's fine. I just don't want to see you looking.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, see a flash.
Right.
That's all. And I hope people don't take pictures. That's just weird. Anyway, so now, it was totally fine before, but now I have new across the way neighbors.
And how do you know?
Because
you saw the other ones move out.
Well, I just like they have different. They might have different curtains, or they have different like, patterns, or like they look like my other neighbors. I never noticed them, and now that's the only reason I think because they're new,
right.
Because they're different, and like. I was like, it was like,
because instead of a straight couple, there's now a homosexual couple. Oh,
God. no, but I was out.
Ooh.
This is so exciting. but I was out, like, it was middle of the night, like 2 a.m. I just decided, you know, I couldn't sleep. So I came out here and I don't wear anything to bed. So I was naked and I like turned on the lights and I was like writing in my journal or I don't know what I was doing, walking around cleaning, whatever I do in the middle of the night. And I saw this guy look at me and I was like, okay. So he noticed that I'm naked. And then I saw him run to his roommate to like
tell
his roommate. So by the time he got his roommate there, I had put like a robe on and I was just like, I just wanted to be like, fuck you. But because then now he's just like told his roommate he saw a unicorn.
Yeah.
You know.
I saw a unicorn. No, I definitely enjoy nudity. I can't sleep naked though.
Oh, I love sleeping naked.
But it's because of my junk. I don't like twisties. I don't like because if it gets. It's true, because, like, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you've, like, strewn about the bed, you could be on your stomach and there could be some twisties going on.
No.
And that is not comfy.
No.
So I always wear some tidies to bed.
No, I am mostly completely nude. Sometimes I'll throw on some underpants. By the way, I love going to, like, fancy stores to buy underwear and be like, yes, I'd like these underpants.
I love words. The only one I can't do is the P word.
Well, because that's what they call them. Like, you go to Victoria's Secret, they're like, we have these lovely panties.
Yeah. Wait, do they actually call them that there?
They call them panties.
I refuse. Like, if I'm shopping with a friend at a mall, I don't know when we go to malls anymore, but...
You know, the usual.
But
Time Warner Center.
If I'm shopping with a female friend and we go into a mall and... Or, I guess, on the street as well, and they want to go into Victoria's Secret, I refuse to go in. You know why? Because I cannot deal with those little papers that they put in the panty liner. I just said it! But like
they only do that on bathing suits.
Okay, well, whatever. I can't deal with the fact that all of these like things that cover up vaginas are just staring at me. Like it's literally like, and the thing is, it's not on a body. They're all laid out on top of each other, so it's like multiple, female genitalia cover ups just. Laying on each other, staring at me in the face.
I'm crying.
No, and the worst is imagining, like, what did they call it? A G-string?
Oh, yeah, up the butt.
Well, because you know part of that string isn't just going in the butt. You know part of that string is touching the double fangy. Is this too much?
This is amazing.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying, though?
I do.
There's part of the part of the string that matches up to the little triangle thing touches something that I don't want to touch.
I think it touches more taint than anything.
More grundle. I get it. That's another thing I don't want to imagine. Because when you walk into a Victoria's Secret, the first thing you imagine are the naughty bits. Because you're not imagining a beautiful negligee or a comfortable pair of panties, the first thing you're thinking of is, hey, that will cover up my vagina. And I don't want to think about vaginas.
Oh, my God.
That can, you guys can keep it your secret because I don't want it.
Oh, my God. I just...
That's my view on panties.
Panties. No, that's amazing.
Mm. Well, because most panties end up becoming the other word that I don't like, which starts with an M and ends with oist.
Oh, my God. Damn it, you're making me blush.
it's the bourbon, I think.
It really is.
and the chocolate.
It's absolutely the words that are coming out of your head.
Hey, and guys have their issues too.
I know.
I can just deal with those a lot better.
Yeah.
Because I'm versed in them.
Listen, I can't deal with other girls' shit.
Yeah,
do you understand? Like I am much more comfortable. Like I can, I'm just like I can chat with girls and like really get into it. But once we're like, no, I could never go down on a girl.
Well, no, because you know what? Boobs are fine with me. I can look at a pair of boobs. I could, I'll touch boobs. I'll play with them. Like, they're fun.
They're fun. Boobs are great.
Because they're exterior. Because there's no mystery.
Yeah.
It's like that. I think that's why I'm completely comfortable seeing, you know, men's dangly bits all the time. Is because it's right there. I can say, no, I don't like that one. Yes, I like that one. But, like, there's a lot of secret going on in a girl's area.
So, like, I've been taking, like, an unofficial poll of all my girlfriends. To see
it's official, just say it.
I have a website now. No, to see like how we're grooming down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden, like, so Brazilian and like shaving it off was like the thing. And now people are...
Yeah, what are the fads with this? Is it just by talking about it?
I guess because all of a sudden, like, people who are like 4 years younger than me and like more feminist types, full bush.
Oh my God.
And this is like multiple people I've asked, but then younger people who aren't feminists are like, no, lasered off. Totally. You know? So like, I don't know. I'm just, I still am like, I don't know. I
don't like any, so like, like hair is fine, but just knowing that it's a bush in any way makes me think of like stinky.
I know.
It's all stinky. If it's a bush, it's stinky. No. Men, even men too.
Yeah.
Men too. If you got hair down there and it's grizzly, your berries are really stinky.
Just get in, like the little electric. Bzz, bzz,
done. It's done. You could do it yourself.
You're done for like a month.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, thank you.
Oh God, this is a great conversation. This is Gavin Like Gals.
Is it? I'm a gal?
You're a gal.
This is definitely not how I gabbed with my grandmother. would be a different story.
My grandmother wanted to die for pretty much the last 40 years of her life.
Wait, what?
She just like was obsessed with dying. She was like, we would give her like pajamas or something for Christmas, and she'd be like, "This is great. I can put it in my hospital bag."
Oh my God, this is what I was just talking about with my grandmother. Like she's prepared herself for death, like just the inevitable. Yeah. She's been prepared for it forever. It's so weird.
Yep, it's totally weird.
I think like my grandfather passed when I was really young, mm-hmm. and my grandmother never remarried, and she literally. I feel like this is probably, she just was like, yep,
yeah,
okay.
It's weird. And
she's as healthy as ever. Like, she is so healthy. She's like, I mean, I think she has a little bit of sight problem.
Yeah, my grandmother had, like, sight problems. And then, but, like, nothing until she died. Like, it was, like, maybe a year up until then, she started to get, like, a little
Oh, she has passed.
Yes. I have no grandparents left. So I have no one left to disappoint.
Fuck.
Yeah, my mom was like, at one point, so I'm on antidepressants, and my mom was like, "Don't tell Aunt Karen." And I was like, "I've got news. I've got a podcast. If she wants to know what's going on in my life, she can listen to it. I doubt she'll actually listen to it, but because you know, one of like my Aunt Karen is like, I'm the only. I'm like her surrogate daughter, but she and I have a much more.
She doesn't have kids her own.
She has a son.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have a daughter, and my mom and her were always close. Well, like always hung out, and so like, and my brothers were close in age with one of my brothers was close in age with her son. So I was always like with her, and she really liked girly stuff, and I never liked girly stuff as a kid. So everything's always been very proper with her. She owned a tea room. I'm not even, like...
Nice.
So when I was like, "Mom, I'm going into depression," she's like, "Don't tell Karen." She's like, I'm not going to keep this a secret. I also think that it's something that should be talked about.
Yeah.
With, like, every, like, I, because I feel like so many people have shit they're not talking about, and we should just make it normal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I, it's actually quite relevant, because I'm, like, I'm debating doing that myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, I thought it was...
I feel like everybody in the fucking comedy world should go on antidepressants. Everybody's
got their, like, well, and I'm also trying to figure out now how to, when to take them in during the day so that I don't get sleepy, because they make you sleepy, but I think that's not true. I think that I'm depressed, and so I'm sleepy, but then when I take them, I'm happier. So I should take them in the morning, because it says they cause drowsiness, but I think I need to take them. So I started taking them in the morning, so I have, like, a little more energy.
Are they, do antidepressants, are they a 24-hour sort of thing, like you do it once a day?
Once a day. Mm. Yeah. I'm on Prozac.
Uh-huh.
And that's all oh, no, I went on Wellbutrin once, but I had all the side effects you could have on Wellbutrin.
I don't know any of the side effects that you have. Isn't it, like, you don't, like, hunger?
Well, so with Prozac, the first time I took it, which was very disappointing when I went off it and then took it again, first time I took it, I lost, like, 10 pounds. I just wasn't hungry because you have 60% of your serotonin receptors are in your stomach.
Right.
And the 40 are in your head. So you're like, I don't need to eat. I feel great. And I was like, I lost 10 pounds. This is amazing. Did not happen the second time, which was very disappointing.
Uh-huh.
and then I went on Wellbutrin because I was like, I want to try something else because Prozac is making me sleepy. Because it says in the container it says in the, like, pill bottle that it will make you drowsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I...
Any of them. Or just Prozac. Prozac
specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So then I took that and then I was like, I want to try Wellbutrin because I heard good things about that. But Wellbutrin has a holiday. They call it a honeymoon. Where after you take it for, like, a week, you feel incredible. You're, like, responding to emails, getting shit done. You can't nap. You feel amazing. And then you come down off of that. It's awful.
You come down for how long?
For just, like, then you start to, like, normalize.
And then you're like, fuck this shit. I was just happy.
I'm just happy. and it was really so, like, everybody, I Googled after I stopped taking it. So I... First, I had the honeymoon, and I was like, this is amazing. I feel great. I can really do anything. It's like you're on cocaine. I was like, this is amazing. I feel great.
You should, like, there should be, like, an app to, like, bucket list your, like, Wellbutrin honeymoon.
Oh, so that God. You could, like, seriously, do... so you could get stuff done. You should be like, I'm going to write my show.
there should be, like, a prep before Wellbutrin where you, like, make a list.
You have a week.
Where you make a list of the specific things that you need to get done and be like, you start today.
Wouldn't it be good if you could just have the honeymoon for 28 days? Because isn't that how long it takes to make a habit? Now I'm talking like I'm on cocaine anyway. But, like, you could have that 28 days where, like, you just forced yourself to do everything good with your life and it all became a habit and then you were, like, amazing for the rest of your life. Anyway.
There has to be a way they could figure out how to dose it so that something like that happens. Anyway, sorry.
So then, after the honeymoon was over, because I started to feel normal again and I could, like, take naps during the day and I was like, oh, I didn't want to take naps during the day.
Right.
So then I, what did I do? Oh, then I started, like, feeling nauseous. Mm. I started having a ringing in my ears, but I was like, this is all normal. I'm sure I'm not going crazy. And then I looked up the side effects for Wellbutrin, and it's, like, everything I was experiencing. Like,
and how long was that supposed to last?
It's, like, some drugs just affect you wrong. Like, you can probably take Wellbutrin and be fine.
Right.
So then I went back on Prozac.
And are you sleepy?
I'm sleepy, but I'm trying to take it during the day, like, in the morning. So I just started taking it in the morning the past couple of mornings because I was like, I want to try and see if it's the opposite. If I'm, maybe I'm thinking, because it says drowsiness and the thing that it's causing me the drowsiness, but maybe the drowsiness is caused because I'm depressed.
Yeah. And how long, like, with antidepressants, like, how long after you start taking it, I mean, I guess with the Wellbutrin, you, like, in a week, you feel on cloud nine. But
usually,
like,
it takes, like, 3 weeks
to normalize.
3 weeks to a month. And then they also, so I went off of it. I took Prozac and Wellbutrin for about 6 months. And then I went off of it because I went to an internal medicine doctor to get it. And I was there, and he's just like, well, he kept having me come in, like, talk about, he's like, think about, possible, you know, problems you had in your childhood, and, like, repressed memories, and I'm just like, first of all, you're not a fucking psychiatrist, mm-hmm. so maybe you don't dabble in this stuff, and second of all, I had a beautiful childhood. Mm-hmm. I'm not abused, mm-hmm. My parents are still married, I just read books, and, like, you know, I did ride horses. Because there were horses across the street, and I rode them. Rid them? Yep, I'm drunk.
Rode them.
I had a sip of bourbon.
I slipped some Mary J. in her bourbon.
Oh, my God. What? No, so I...
the chocolate was laced in it.
That's amazing. But I used to ride horses illegally across the...
What?
Because the farm across the street had horses, and I used to, when the people weren't home, I used to ride them... Not, like, gallop, but just go on, like, sit on them and walk around.
And would you, like, go, is it called bareback?
Bareback, yeah.
Okay, so you would go on them.
Bareback.
So how would you mount them?
Because there was a fence, and so I'd call them over, and then I'd sit on them. And then the one time I
were these wild horses or actually,
no, real,
okay.
Because like, they boarded horses. So, like, in Connecticut, a lot of people have horses, yeah. and they just, like, send them, you know. So, but the fastest I've ever run was away from the people that caught me riding their horses.
That was one thing of my youth I never got to do is, like, I feel like I never had, like, a nature activity.
Oh, my God.
Like my cousin Hannah, who's, I think, 17 or 18, she's a senior in high school, has ridden horses for, I think, like, I don't know, 15 years now. Like, wow. She's just, since she was a baby, she was, like, maybe not that long, maybe, like, 13 or 12 years, I don't know. But, like, in the same area I grew up in, and she, like, she competed, she did all that, and so she had her, like, outdoor activity, or, like, nature activity kind of thing. And I never had that. Like, I feel like I did, like, the quintessential, like, I played baseball, hated mm-hmm. it. I wrestled. I was a gymnast for several years, like a competitive gymnast.
Well, you're so live, I can imagine.
Yeah. Well, and as soon as I quit gymnastics, I grew almost a foot in a year.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think it was like 9 inches in a year.
I did ballet and I tried gymnastics, but I just couldn't. I wasn't brave enough. Like, what's funny is now with yoga, I can do a lot of the things that I could never do with gymnastics.
Which is so weird because, like, I used to be like when I was like when I was a kid, I was the most flexible kid ever, and now I can't even like I can't touch my feet like in any pose.
Well, you're so much taller. I bet that's what it is.
Yeah, and my body just grew in a weird way that I didn't stretch it out when I was younger.
Well, I was never flexible as a kid, but now because of yoga, I'm a lot more flexible, and I just like am so proud when I can do so. Like I can do the thing where you put your hands under your feet and like straighten your legs.
Oh yeah,
I'm just like yep. I can do this. I couldn't touch my toes.
Yeah, I can like I can do the like 2-finger grab and straighten my legs. But like if we're in a seat, I can like this is the farthest I can go.
Yes, I can do.
Oh, see, yeah.
A full, and I could never do that as a kid.
Yeah.
Never. So.
Never.
Never have I ever. We were talking about bendiness. So I rode horses. Wait, I don't know. My mother-in-law owns a horse.
Mm.
It's pregnant right now. It's gonna have a horse baby out of its vagina.
Actually, that doesn't bother me as much. Animal vages don't.
Are you kidding me? Because I saw a dog. I've seen dog vaginas that are like outies and really gross.
My dog has a low hanging vagina.
No.
She has an outie.
You've got to get vaginoplasty.
She has an outie and an underbite.
Is she a bulldog or something?
No, she's a Shiba Inu. We have a Shiba Inu. Do you know what that is?
I've seen them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
She's super tiny. So we have a Shiba Inu.
Dog with a low hanging.
She does. She has an outie, and when she uses the bathroom, she won't pee on anything unless it like she likes to get touched
while
she's peeing. Like she has to pee on grass or something, so that she gets a little tickle.
She's like, yep,
she likes a tickle on her vaggie.
Oh, what?
And then we have a whippet.
Oh my gosh, you have 2 dogs.
2 pups.
Wow.
We have a whippet named Axel. Holla.
I have none.
Aww. I forget. Can you have animals in this building? Yeah.
But we just don't. I think it's because, well, probably...
Because your place is so freaking clean, that's why.
Well, you know.
Although, I have to say, like, there's something to be said about a really clean apartment. I love living in... And I think that comes with, like, a very, very... Like, my... I grew up in a home that, like, you didn't burn candles. They were just decorative.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I grew up in a home where there were two boys. My dad is a pack rat, like a hoarder, and my mom worked. So, like, every Sunday, we'd all clean.
Uh-huh.
Or my mom
would clean. We had a cleaning day, too, yeah.
Or my mom would clean and just, like, send us out of the house. Just get the fuck out so I can, like, do, like, wash the floors. And, or, like, before Thanksgiving, or Christmas. We always hosted Christmas. It was like, all right, we're hosting Christmas, guys. Let's get going.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a messy, messy kid. And so all of a sudden, and once I had my own home, and it's in New York, and I like hosting people. Mm. I love having people over, which is, like, part of the reason for this podcast. I'm just like, you want to be friends? Then come over.
Yeah. No, that's the only way I like to socialize is, like, in small, like, settings where,
not in a bar. Don't bring me somewhere where there's loud music. Mm-mm. I just want to chat. I want to gab.
We're old.
Yes. I had a dinner party the other day.
I love dinner parties. Oh, my boyfriend just bought a, we didn't just get it. It's in storage right now because we're waiting for our new place to be done in Brooklyn. But we have a 9-foot dinner table that he, no, this is, this, so he, his name's Brian.
My God.
Have you met him?
No, I don't think so.
You may have, like, in passing, but anyways, he,
Oh, wait, no, I did. I met him at, the Beast the other day.
Okay, he's a wood fanatic. Like, loves things made. He loves, like, natural things or whatever. He's a filmmaker, and before one of his projects, he was like, I need to do, because he's like, I know I'm going to spend the next year of my life working on this film. I need to do something for myself prior to doing this. So this is before we got the table. This is before I actually met him. He went to Canada to work with a guitar making guru and learned how to build acoustic guitars.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
For like 4 weeks straight. Like and so he's like he loves natural things. So we found that one of his mutual friends, his friend is a co-owner of a design firm that they make intimate things for people or whatever. He went with him to Connecticut to pick out a giant tree that they cut and made our table out of.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm so jealous right now. Like, have you been to Old Good Things?
Uh-huh.
Do you see the tables that they have there?
It's pretty, yeah.
They have those beautiful farm tables. First of all, that panel, that little ceiling top is from Old Good Things.
Yep.
Because it's the only thing I could afford in that place.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive there.
Expensive. But those tables, like, I have been on Craigslist, just like, wood dining table. And
I'll send you a picture of this thing. It's like,
please do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously have you over for a dinner party.
Oh my God, please.
But until the place is gone, we have pictures of it, so I'll send you. It's pretty, like, it's so stupidly, like, bougie, too. Like, to, like, be like... Yeah, we, you know, Brian went to Connecticut. He went and picked up
a tree.
He went and picked out a tree. They cut it down.
Oh,
they shaved it and made a table out of it. It's got copper bracings.
Well, I have an 8-foot long plastic, I hate to say, but like dinner party table. Mm-hmm. When I have dinner party.
Oh, no,
under the bed.
Yeah.
It's like one of those folding ones that when I bring it out, I'm like, don't worry. That's china. I have china. Look behind you.
That's
my Vera Wang china.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You, like, have a full-on set. Oh, yeah. You got married. That's why.
Yeah.
Is this all marriage stuff? Is this all wedding gifts?
Yep, all wedding gifts.
No, those are brilliant.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, when are you going to have me over for tea? Can we have a tea party?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
I love, you know, I've never had like a full on tea. No, you have like a full tea set.
I do. I have espresso cups too.
Oh, you are like made in Manhattan.
All those, and then all that stuff, all those like on top, the like silver stuff is from my wedding. We had That's all the stuff that the flowers came in. And I was like, can I take some of these? They're like, you're the bride. You can take whatever you want.
No,
I was like,
great.
I am the bride. I will fucking take some stuff.
Wait, where did you guys get married?
Brantford House, Avery Point, Groton, Connecticut. So on the water. Don't worry. I have an album.
I'm sure you do.
I had a friend over and we were drinking Coffee Patron and she totally spilled it on the album, which is so fine. I'm like totally cool with it. It's just like a couple of the inner pages are stained because most pages, like, you wipe it off and it's fine.
Yeah.
But I was like, Corey, you're going to need to buy me a new one and just we'll keep it in the plastic.
Yeah.
And like, I'm fine that, like, I'm totally cool. Like, it was like on the carpet and I resolved right away. Everything's fine. Like, I don't care. I also believe that if you're going to have people over, you have to be okay with some shit getting ruined.
Yeah, you don't entertain without
understanding
that, yeah.
So, and if you're bringing people into your home, like, if I spilled coffee, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I just got to get some resolve on this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You just have to treat people like they belong in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, like, completely understand that, and she felt awful, and I was like, don't feel bad. Everything's fine. And then I told her a secret afterwards because I wanted her to feel good.
Wait, like, did you just literally sit there and go, I know you feel really bad. Let me tell you something randomly secretive.
She, her face was beat red. And she felt really bad.
Wait, what was the secret?
She was drunk.
Can you share the secret?
I can share. It's not a real secret. It's the, okay. And what's funny.
Oh my God, I just got really bashful because I'm like, she's about to tell me a secret.
That my God. Okay, this is what it is. And her boyfriend actually listens to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like with him. But I did. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's not,
okay.
It's not a dirty secret.
Okay. Okay.
It's
okay.
Not,
okay.
It's not a
I don't want to be that. I don't want to be.
Okay. So he. The reason we know them is from Corey's fraternity in at UPenn. So they had a secret handshake, and he taught it to me because we have no secrets, and that's why we've been together for 13 years. and so. This one time, she came. A bunch of Sammy people, Sigma Alpha Mu, Sammy people came to my improv show, and somehow they got talking about the handshake and realized that this girl didn't know it because this guy wouldn't tell her the handshake. And Corey's like, "Oh, Liz knows the handshake," and so she's like, feels really like bad or whatever. So anyway, I told her, I taught her the handshake, and I don't know. It was just like something little. I was like, here's a little like peace offering. I know you like. I didn't say I know you feel bad. I was like, hey, here's the handshake. Because I felt so bad. Like,
that's so nice, though. That's hilarious, though. That you're like she dropped something in your home, and you're like, I gotta make up for this. Let me.
Yeah.
Fuck. The best thing I know is the handshake.
Oh my gosh. I seriously want to talk to you forever, but we should probably
okay.
So that people...
So we can go look at pictures of JTT?
Oh my God. Wait, where's my thing? Okay, I found it.
Oh wait, what's this?
This is the speed round.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hold on. I need to write a new question for you.
Speed round.
Question you okay. No.
We're zenning out for a second.
Okay, what did you have for breakfast?
I had a bagel with butter and coffee from Bob's Bagels.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
Massage or facial?
Massage.
Yeah.
Deep.
I got a deep tissue once, and I regret it.
You know, the thing is like, I recently got, like, a really, really deep tissue massage because it's probably, like, stress neck or whatever, but it went really deep, and for, I'd say, a good week and a half, I was in utter pain, and immediately after that, my life was changed. So, like, get, like, a professional, like, have someone come in home, give you an hour and a half or 2 hour deep tissue massage, one that, like, you're, like, crying at.
Yeah.
Feel the pain for a week and a half, and then you'll be like,
I went to, speaking of bougie things, I went to Turks and Caicos, stayed at the Gansevoort. They have the best massage therapist there, and they give you a strong but tender massage. It was amazing.
Is that what it's called?
No.
Oh, okay.
I call it. The strong, I like the strong but tender.
Nice.
Roses or tulips?
I'm not a, I'd go with, I'd probably go with roses because I think they last longer.
I think they do too. And plus when tulips die, they die so sad.
Yeah, tulips die really sad. But in ground, I like tulips.
Yeah, because they're so, it also means like, hey, it's spring.
Yeah. And when they're like, I don't know how it is up here, but like all of the like, the, tree lawns that line the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
They all have like the tulips in the middle, and the second that they're out, I'm like,
oh. Well, you know Carl Schurz Park over.
Oh yeah.
So you know how there's like that down like they have the big cherry blossoms in the middle, and they, the two things, and then that big community garden. It's a monthly garden, so they change it every month. Mm-hmm. And for spring, they did this gigantic circle of all different color tulips, and it was beautiful.
Okay, I changed my answer to tulips.
Only tulips in the ground.
Roses. Tulips in the ground.
Tulips
there you
in the
go.
Ground, roses in your vase.
Yep.
Favorite iPhone game?
I like, oh, what's it called? It is, the one I play the most is Bejeweled. because it's what
it's like mind.
It's like when people say they do word puzzles to like put zone their mind out. Back in zone. That's what I do. Yep. But I like Words with Friends.
I'll have to.
And say the same thing, but I kind of got tired of it.
Yeah, so I didn't know about it until it was over. You know.
I like playing Say the Same Thing when you're not trying to say the same thing. Like, me and Brian Uretta, we are, all we do is try to, like, one-up how, like, sort of ridiculous we can say our things.
That's awesome. I always start with bicycle. You can probably get me every
time. I was just like...
They're forever in the same class. And
I'm going to be... if I start a game with you just because I want to see if you play bicycle and you say, like, tulip...
Just be like, fuck off.
I'm going to, like, remove the app.
But you know what? Park. Carl Schurz Park would be the, the middle.
There you go. That's true.
Favorite season?
Fall. Autumn.
Stepmom fall.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a big bowl of pasta, do you eat it in a bowl or on a plate?
Bowl.
Me too. How many snoozes do you hit in the morning?
Four.
Ooh.
40. And I know exactly how long that is. It's 36 minutes because each snooze on an iPhone is 9 minutes.
Yep. 9 minutes. Best form of social media or your favorite form?
Oh, I'd say Facebook. No, is Instagram considered?
Yeah,
Instagram's my favorite. I would rather picture everything.
I have joined it, but never used it. And also, because I'm bad at taking pictures. But that's the only part of Facebook I like. The pictures.
Yeah. Twitter's too...
I'm over it.
It's too...
time-consuming and, like, brain... Like it's about promotion. Really.
Well, and Twitter basically goes to other apps.
Yeah.
Like Twitter pushes you to other things. So I get the use of it. I just have no time for it.
I also fucking hate how people put their Twitter on their Facebook. I used to do that. And then I was like, this is stupid. If somebody's following me on Twitter, then, you know, anyway, I kind of hate social media.
I do too. I mean, I'm sort of addicted to it out of the,
but we're old. And really what we want is a good book and a nice chat.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
So my favorite form of social media is chats.
Is chats. Oh, my God. Amazing. TV or film?
Film.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm a cinephile.
Yeah.
And it's something like, and film, like going to the cinema. Like, whoa. I love the experience of going to movies.
What? Oh, the last... This isn't the last movie I saw, but the last movie I enjoyed going to the theater and, like, seeing the theater, what the fuck, was Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. Well, you're in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can totally go see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in love, don't see that.
It's Steve Carell, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's on On Demand on HBO.
Okay. And for a recommendation, you have to go see Short Term 12, which just came out now. With Brie Larson, it's not a comedy at all, but it's brilliant.
Awesome.
And I recently saw Blue Jasmine, which was awesome.
The Woody Allen, right?
Mm-hmm. And what else did I just see that was like brills?
Oh my God!
Yeah, I the whole experience of spending, you know, $25 to get a movie and get popcorn and stuff. I'd rather that than cable or anything.
I also, in the winter, not in the summer because it's nice and all that stuff, but in the winter, I do the pre-noon $6 movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That I like. I'm just like, put my little carafe of coffee in my purse.
Yeah.
And like...
I love seeing movies in New York too. Like, I love walking into a theater.
Okay, so I have a question. Did you like The Master?
No.
I fucking hated that movie.
I did
not.
And
I'm fucking tired of people that talk about... Well, I mean, it's like 6 months, a year afterwards. But I went and saw it in, like, the Ziegfeld, so, like, I got the whole experience. Mm-hmm. I saw it in the, like, whatever 70 millimeter, whatever the fuck you were supposed to see it in. And I hated that movie. I hated every minute of it. I thought it was beautifully shot. Hated it.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, there are certain scenes that were, like of the water that I was like, this is pleasant. I'd rather watch 3 more hours of this than the actual shit that's going on in the movie.
Yeah. And yeah, I think also being, like, loving film, too. Like, I don't necessarily always spend too much time watching the plot of the movie anymore, right, as much as like how it's shot and that's what it looks like too. Like I no matter what anybody says, like I love anything Noah Baumbach does. Like I'm just I have a love for it. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Anyways.
Interesting. Okay, it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a cake or a pie?
Pie.
Me too. Was it always like that, or did it change recently?
Like, what I'd prefer, people get me cakes, but I prefer a pie.
Yeah. That just changed for me this year.
Pie is 100% my favorite dessert, because I'm not a sweet guy, so I don't like frosting.
Right.
I don't like a lot of sugary things. Yes. So like a sort of savory pie, like I'll do an apple pie. I'll do any sort of fruit pie. I won't do a chocolate pie, but like I like the mix of savory and sweet that a pie provides.
Two Little Red Hens.
Mm.
Amazing
pies. I've had, they're great.
And I just made a peach pie a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was so good. I was eating it every day. But yeah. I would like only allow myself one slice of pie a day.
I'm definitely a pie person.
Oh my God, me too. And it was never like that. I was like a cupcake, mm-mm, ice cream person.
Never been. Up. And the only kind of cake I've ever really enjoyed was like angel food cake, because it was just simple.
Do you like carrot cake? That seems like a savory-ish.
I don't like bits of things in my stuff.
Good point. I agree. But I did make a badass carrot cake once for someone. This is like a really sad story.
Let's get real low about carrot cake.
So there's this girl that I worked with at a restaurant, and we had become besties.
Mm-hmm.
It was great, because that doesn't happen for me all the time.
I keep remembering that this is going back to carrot cake.
And it was about to be her like 30th birthday. And so I was like, it's your 30th birthday. We got to do something. And she's like, I really like carrot cake. And I was like, well, great. I'm going to make you carrot cake cupcakes for your birthday. We'll have them at family meal, and it'll be great. So I spent the night, you know, not that it takes me that long to make things, because I'm amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to kitchen stuff, I can whip stuff up.
Good.
So I like made her carrot cake cupcakes, cream cheese frosting, the whole nine, real carrots, made it with a great recipe. They were delish. They had bits, but you wouldn't have minded,
because
it was good. Bring them into work the next day that I have to come into at 6 in the morning. And she called out on her birthday. She called out.
What?
And you don't call out in restaurants. Especially, like, I worked at, like, super really nice restaurants. This was at 11 Madison Park.
And she knew that you were bringing these in.
Yeah. And so just everybody ate cupcakes.
What a cunt.
I know. It's a sad story. And
she should go work at Victoria's Secret.
She should. Bitch. This was a really weird story, because she was invited to the wedding, told me she was coming, told me she got a hotel, and didn't come.
Ugh, who is this girl?
I know.
Ugh.
But it's weird. I've never talked to her since.
Because,
you know, in your opinion,
my opinion,
not the actual dictionary definition, are tomatoes a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit.
That's your opinion?
Yep.
All right.
Do you call that, because you consider them a vegetable?
I really do.
Okay.
She's just giving me alcohol.
Sorry.
I'm a mess. What's more important on a vacation? Food drinks, or museums?
Food.
Yum. What's your favorite type of takeout?
Sushi.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Sushi or I like Thai takeout too.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of...
Or Indian. Oh.
Oh, you know what? I went to Kalustian's and got a couple of different spices because I'm going to try some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out there.
You should hang out with Brian. He's quite a cook. I want to put him on MasterChef, but he won't go. This is his reasoning. This is how, like, he loves wood products. And
oh, my gosh.
I get it. He doesn't like cooking when he's told to. Like, he likes cooking to entertain and to, like,
for people. Understand.
So him going on MasterChef, he's doing stuff that wouldn't...
He's doing it for someone else.
For someone else that he doesn't care about. So I actually respect that because I kind of love that he, like... He cooks awesome meals for me.
That's pretty much why I left working in restaurants. Yeah. It's like, well, also because cooking in a restaurant isn't cooking. It's like, here, chop this.
Yeah.
Make it all uniform.
Yeah, I get it.
And once you get, you know,
he's a great cook
thrown in your face, you don't really want to.
We should do Chopped with you guys.
Oh, my God.
I've always wanted to do Chopped with people because I want to go buy the products. Like, I want to be the one that, like, picks out what are in the baskets.
You know what would happen? He and I would get drunk in the kitchen. You guys would all be, like, out to fend for yourselves. We'd
True.
Be like, you know what? Fuck them.
True.
What's your favorite place to shop?
That's a good question.
Thank you. I pride myself on really great questions.
Like, for anything?
Anything. You answer the question how you want.
What's my favorite? Food shopping.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love a good market that I've never been to.
Yeah.
That's super fun. Like, when we first moved here, that was super fun to find, like, because when we first moved here, we moved to Brooklyn Heights, so I knew nothing of Brooklyn, because when I lived here before, I was only in Manhattan. And so we found, like, Union Market. There's a place in Dumbo called Foragers. So, like, I like finding new shishi food types, like this chocolate.
This delicious and chocolate.
To be honest, even in L.A., they don't, like treats aren't chocolate. Like, going to a market and having a full aisle of just, like, amazing chocolates is amazing.
Yeah.
Because dark chocolate is... I'll do dark chocolate anytime.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I would say food shopping. Or baubles. I like baubles. Like, I like...
baubles. Mm-hmm. Things. What was I going to say? I had something to say. It was about food shopping. Oh, have you joined a CSA?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
We're moving back to Brooklyn in...
Where do you live now?
We're staying at a friend's place in Greenwich Village right now.
With a friend or, like...
Partially. She's in and out.
What was I gonna? Oh, because I joined a CSA with my yoga buddy who lives on 85th.
Mm.
So it's like awesome. And we split it.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's like, that is Chopped.
You do it where you have just allow them to pick whatever. Okay, that's good. I think that's how we would do a CSA too. I think once we get back in Brooklyn, we're going to do that just so we can have one nearby.
Yeah, and you can order whatever. Like if you wanted some meat. Or cheese or whatever, you can order that from them. Or honey. I think they do honey, maple syrup, coffee, mushrooms, cheese, dairy, other dairy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I'm awesome. Gonna pick your brain to find out if they can do a Brooklyn delivery when we move there.
Well, they have this
or a stop in Brooklyn rather.
Yeah, they do. So I do the 88th Street one, but it's Stone Ledge Farms. It's awesome. Anyway,
cool.
It's great. I have to come up with a question for you.
Mm.
Let me stare at you for a second. No, I'm trying to think of a question. That's a good one. We already talked about the best movie Well, maybe I should ask you your all-time fave movie.
Rudy.
Really? Wow.
Only, and okay, like my favorite genre, like I love, and this, and so it might be muddled now just because this is like what I've said forever.
Yeah.
Not saying Rudy's not my favorite movie anymore, but, like, there have been other movies that I've enjoyed just as much. But, like, quintessentially, I think what I grew up with and, like, what I will always go back to is Rudy. A, it makes you feel like fall.
Yes.
B.
It makes you cry.
It makes you cry. Like, there has never been a time I've watched Rudy where I have not bawled my eyes out. And C, I just think it's... it's like you go to a movie to be inspired or to be
moved.
To be moved, like for something to be generated in you. To and every time I watch Rudy, I always feel good afterwards.
Same as me with Legally Blonde.
There you go. No. But like, if you find something like that, like it's like when the credits are rolling, if you feel like you want to get up off your sofa and go do something active, yeah, it's a good. Positive feeling. And I think that's why I love feel good sports movies.
Yes.
So much is because, well, A, I'm not athletic at all.
Yeah.
And B, they just make you feel fucking good.
Yes, they do. I always, every time I watch a sports movie, I'm like, nope, not me, but that's wonderful. Yeah.
And if JTT was in it, oh, it would be even God, better.
All right, that's it. That's our podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Gabbin' Like Gals is Graduation Day by Head Automatica.